Britain's Chancellor is moving on the so-called double Irish, the move announced at the Tory conference yesterday and followed a front-page story in the Financial Times yesterday, which suggested that Europe was about to hit Ireland and Apple for so-called backroom tax deals. The government here has denied it has breached state aid rules. The European Commission will, it's expected today, publish a document stating what it's looking into and why, but it won't yet reach the kind of conclusions we've been reading about, or so we're now being told. Tim Warstall is a senior fellow at the Adam Smith Institute, an independent UK-based think tank, and is on the line. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
You've been blogging for Forbes on this. What's the reality as you know it?
Well, back in June, the European Commission said they wanted to look at the situation of Apple's taxation in Ireland. And the document we expect today is their formal laying out of what they want to look into. Unlike, as you say, the Financial Times yesterday saying that Apple is about to be fined over their tax arrangements, this is much more part of the continental legal system where they say, this is what we're going to look into, the next step is here are the details of what we're going to look into, and then the investigation carries on into the future.
And going on previous such investigations, that could be a very lengthy process.
Oh, it could be, absolutely. The Commission investigated Microsoft for 16 years, and it's currently been investigating Google for 4. So nobody thinks the Apple investigation will take that long, but just to give you an idea of quite how long these things can take.
Of course, there's nothing to say that this inquiry or investigation or probe, call it what you will, won't reach the kind of conclusions we read about yesterday.
This is entirely true. What they're specifically looking into is a detail of tax law called transfer pricing. Effectively, everybody knows that Apple is drawing profit into Ireland as a result of Ireland having that wonderfully low tax rate. But that's not actually either illegal or a problem. It's allowed for in all of the international tax treaties. The problem would be if Apple was charging its own subsidiaries like Apple UK or Apple Germany a different price from what it was charging something like Vodafone UK or Vodafone Germany. That would be a breach of the transfer pricing rules because it would be sucking Apple UK's righteous profit into Ireland. And that's specifically what is being looked at. What are the prices that Apple has been charging both its own other subsidiaries and true third-party unrelated companies for the same equipment? Now, if they have been found in breach of that, then that could be regarded as illegal state aid, and therefore the Irish Treasury or the Irish government would need to recover that from Apple itself.
Yes, we were speculating yesterday about the possible results. Much talk about a fine for Apple. Is that a possibility?
No, there are never fines in the case of illegal state aid. The illegal state aid must be recovered, but there is not any further fine or no money goes to the European Commission. I mean, the worst situation as far as the Irish Treasury is concerned is that they get more money from Apple.
Yeah, which is what illegal state aid being recovered effectively means, that they have to go and gather the tax they should have gathered, which would be, well, you could call it a windfall, couldn't you?
From the Irish state point of view, yes, you could call it a windfall. Whether that's actually going to happen, we don't know, because we don't actually know what those transfer prices are, nor does the European Commission. That's what they're looking at. But in the end, yes, the worst-case situation as far as Apple is concerned is that they will have to pay some more tax, and the worst-case situation as far as the Irish Treasury is concerned is that they will receive some more tax.
These details, which we're probably going to see confirmed today, certainly this week, they are details which, as far as we understand, would already be known to the Irish government in some detail.
Yes. The particular sort of twist here is that Apple apparently went to the Irish government twice over the years and said, look, this is what we're doing in this field. Is that okay by Irish tax law? And we obviously assume that the Treasury then turned around to Apple and said, yes, that's just fine. That's where it becomes, you know, potentially illegal state aid, in the sense that the Commission says that if the Commission finds that the Treasury should have said, no, that's not okay, but they did say, yes, that is okay, then that can be regarded as that illegal state aid. So the Irish government does know all of this, and they're obviously quite clear that it wasn't illegal state aid.
There is a massive, I suppose, international concentration on these issues, not only for Apple, but for Amazon as well, Starbucks also. Why is there such a huge concentration on this? What's the source of it?
The basic error right at the heart of it is that a very large number of people think that companies or corporations should pay more tax. And they're missing the basic economic point that corporations are only a place you collect tax from, rather than being the people who actually bear the economic burden of a tax. When you ask for money from the profits of a corporation, it's either the workers in that company or the shareholders in that company that are really paying the money in that tax. So to ask for a corporation to pay more tax is simply economically illiterate. And yet, the vast majority of us out here actually believe that corporations should pay more tax. And that's where the basic problem comes from. The people who design tax systems realize that corporations aren't the people ultimately paying it, but we, the general public, tend not to.
All right. Tim Worstall of the Adam Smith Institute, thanks for speaking to us this morning.